First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuba gets ready for the elections of governors and vice governors.
Cuba's deputy prime minister attends inaugural ceremony of Guatemala's new president.
Merkel and Putin affirm Iran nuclear deal must be preserved.
Children in war-torn Yemen suffer from malnutrition.
And now the news in detail.
The president of the Cuban National Electoral Council, Alina Balseiro, expressed her satisfaction with the trial carried out throughout the island on Sunday in preparation for the elections of governors and vice governors of the island's 15th provinces. The exercise was preceded by a process of preparation and training to ensure that on the election day, next Saturday, January 18th, the process is carried out in full compliance with the electoral law. On that day, the delegates of municipal assemblies of the island's 168 municipalities will elect the new governors and vice governors. The Constitution of the Republic of Cuba, which was approved last year with high levels of popular participation and support, reinstates the office of the governor, which was eliminated following the triumph of the revolution in 1959.
With the presence of Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, the solemn session of the Municipal Assembly of People's Power of Trinidad took place on Sunday on the occasion of the 506th anniversary of the founding of the village. Together with the Valle de Ingenios, the Sugar Mills Valley, the city was declared a World Cultural Heritage Site by UNESCO in 1998. Tana Gutierrez, president of the Municipal Assembly of Trinidad, the government, highlighted the revolutionary history of the third village founded in Cuba, in which three generals of the War of Independence against Spanish colonialism were born. Eduardo Torres Cuevas, director of the Martí's Program Office, delivered the keynote speech. After the end of the celebration, participants visited several projects, including the official inauguration of the Hotel La Popa by the Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero.
Angela Merkel and Vladimir Putin, meeting in Moscow amid escalating tensions in the Middle East, have agreed to fight to save the Iran nuclear deal, or the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The German chancellor said that everything must be done to keep the agreement, despite calls from U.S. President Donald Trump to abandon it, while her Russian counterpart described the deal as tremendously important. At a press conference after their meeting, Putin said, Russia and Germany resolutely stand for the continued implementation of the joint plan. We certainly could not ignore the issue of preserving the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action on Iran's nuclear program, which is vitally important, not only for the region but also for the whole world, he said. Putin recalled that after the United States withdrew from this fundamental agreement, the Iranian side declared that they suspended some of their voluntary commitments under the joint plan. For her part, German Chancellor Merkel stressed that we will continue to employ all diplomatic means to keep this agreement alive, which is certainly not perfect, but it is an agreement and it compromises commitments by all sides.
Yemen has been pushed to the brink of famine, with more than 12 million Yemeni children in dire need of humanitarian assistance, this according to the United Nations. The latest reports say that children who lost their relatives are suffering in record numbers. The war of aggression waged by Saudi Arabia has cut wages, reduced imports, and destroyed Yemen's healthcare system. The World Food Programme has warned that the current level of hunger in Yemen is unprecedented and is causing severe hardship for millions of people. The United Nations agency revealed that about 20 million Yemenis are on the brink of starvation.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
The average annual temperature here in Cuba in 2019 was the highest recorded since 1951, reaching 1.1 degrees Celsius above the historic average of 21.5, reported the Climate Center of the Cuban Institute of Meteorology. The agency said that warm anomalies occurred in all months, especially in February, April, May, June, and October, while June, July, August, and September were the warmest for the period mentioned, with average temperatures above 28 degrees Celsius. There were a total of 33 absolute records of maximum temperatures in different locations of the archipelago, highlighted by the establishment of a new national heat record of 39.1 degrees Celsius at the Beguitas weather station in Granma province last June 30th. These observations are consistent with the trend of increasing temperature in Cuba during the last 60 years.
Cuban Deputy Prime Minister Jorge Luis Tapia Fonseca arrived this Sunday morning in Guatemala City to participate in the inauguration of the new president Alejandro Giammattei Faya, taking place on Monday. Upon his arrival, he was received at La Aurora International Airport by Guatemala's Minister of Culture and Sports, Elda Suchite Vargas. According to Prensa Latina News Agency, during their stay in the land of the Quetzal, the delegation will carry out a parallel agenda that reinforces the close historical, cultural, and cooperation ties between both peoples and governments. The most significant event includes the placing of a floral wreath at the foot of the José Martí Monument in the Plaza Jardín in the capital city, and an encounter with members of the Cuban Medical Brigade. The brigade has been serving in the most remote places of that nation for the last 21 years. The delegation will also meet with representatives of different sectors of Guatemalan society and solidarity with the island.
There are more than 34,000 people living in displacement camps 10 years after a devastating earthquake struck Haiti. According to the head of the UN mission in Haiti, following the earthquake on January 12, 2010, there were 1.5 million displaced people placed in over 1,500 camps and displacement sites. Now we have about 22 displaced sites that remain open, and 34,000 people still living in the situation of displacement. Although we have to say that after 10 years, for many of them, this has become the normal situation. Since the crisis has left 3.7 million people with food insecurity, there has been an increase in immigration, with many people, at least one member of the family, mostly men between 18 and 35 years old, looking for job opportunities, especially in Brazil, but also in the Bahamas. It is estimated that nearly 2 million Haitians are living abroad, corresponding to one-fifth of the population, mostly in Canada, the United States, Brazil, and Chile.
The international community is skeptical of whether the President of the United States will do something right in foreign policy, as shown by the results of a survey conducted by Pew Research even before he had approved the drone attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week. The poll consisted of telephone and face-to-face interviews with people from 33 countries. It proves that a majority disapproved of some of his most famous policies, the imposition of tariffs on imported goods to gain an advantage in trade disputes, the withdrawal from climate change agreements, the construction of a wall on the border between Mexico and the United States, and restrictions on U.S. immigration. The 37,000 participants also expressed their disagreement with Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear agreement with Iran. The sentiment against the multimillionaire businessman is common in Western Europe, where approximately 75% of people in Germany, Sweden, France, and Spain, and the Netherlands distrust him. This negative opinion runs even deeper in Mexico, where 89% do not trust Trump, who has made Mexicans a target of their attacks on anti-immigration policies such as the border wall.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuba gets ready for the elections of governors and vice governors.
Cuba's deputy prime minister attends inaugural ceremony of Guatemala's new president.
Merkel and Putin affirm Iran nuclear deal must be preserved.
Children in war-torn Yemen suffer from malnutrition.